Suavate discipuli and suavate omnes. Welcome again to another episode of Latin in Layman's, where we're going to be continuing on with our Latin grammar mini-series, diving into our 16th lesson here, talking about third declension adjectives. So if you guys are curious, needing a little bit Latin help, I'm here for it, and I want to have you guys all here with me. That being said, I want to go ahead and address that I've noticed that Spotify for podcasters, I guess now that I've accumulated more of an audience, is now locking some of my episodes. I've seen that because I've actually gone onto Spotify, and I've seen there's a lock feature, in which case, I guess what I'm coming to understand is that please subscribe to me. So, and only if your soul is moved to do so or anything like that. But now I've come to understand that there are certain episodes that will be locked and won't be opened up unless you decide to subscribe to me. And you know what? If you guys have been doing it, if you guys have been sticking on for me with me for this long, I would really appreciate it. I don't want to lose you guys, and I don't actually have control over this feature. And I know that, you know, I'm not trying to gig you for money or anything like that. I understand. I addressed on my TikTok the other day that somebody was kind of getting all up in arms about the fact that I was plugging my YouTube and my Spotify on my TikTok, and that I took too much time doing it. And I'm not trying to be annoying like that. I understand, guys. Like, I've actually done it with other people in the past that I follow, or I'm like, oh, you know what? I support you, but I don't support this. So I'm just going to go ahead and fast forward through, which you can definitely do. Like, I don't blame you at all or anything like that. Like, for that person that had that gripe, honestly, if that deters you, I mean, TikTok is free. Whatever I'm giving to you on that platform is still free information. I mean, you can go ahead and plug your ears and not listen to the plug, or you can just go ahead and fast forward through, because I do my TikToks long enough to the point where at the very bottom, you can see that you can actually control how long or when you look at the video, or where you want to watch, where you want to go back, where you want to rewatch, where you want to skip, whatever. I don't know. But the guy was a little too some type of way, and I didn't really get it, but that being said, in regards to the Spotify, please, you guys, like, I really don't want to lose you guys. And I hope that this one doesn't get locked, but, I don't really have control over it right now. I'm going to look into it more so, but, you know, I do have a Patreon. I'm not asking for you guys to go on over there to Patreon at Rhetoric, Revolution or whatever. In fact, we do have two people, by the way, whom I'm very grateful and very appreciative of. But, you know, I'm still doing this. I want to do this for free because you guys know me. It's just about me doing this because I love it. And I'll always do it because I love it. And if you want to be here, you want to support me, you want to help me, you know, move towards a different realm in my instruction and how I approach that. Maybe if that sounds a little vague, that might make a little bit more sense as to seeing where I'm at right now in terms of just school and instruction and education and how the school, it's not working for my body. It's destroying me, and not being able to have enough time to go to the bathroom and not having enough time to eat. And, you know, it's just, I don't want this for my life. I wish that the better we did at our job, we weren't thrown more and more and more responsibilities to where it burns us out. But that's just kind of the nature of the game right now with me and where I'm at. And I, you know, having the chronic issues that I deal with, people don't really understand the day-to-day that I have to deal with. It makes it a little just more difficult than everybody else. It makes me have to think about more things than the average person has to think about in order to just make sure that I'm okay throughout the day, and that I'm not an anxious mess, and that I'm not doubled over in pain, and that I'm not this and that. I have to be very deliberate. I have to be very controlled. I have to be very facilitated in the way that I approach a lot of the things in my life so that I am okay. And school doesn't allow that for me, because isn't there a running joke about how you have to basically train yourself not to go to the bathroom? You have to train yourself to do this and that. You have to, you know, it's just not feasible for a lot of people. Like, I had a friend that was a teacher, couldn't be a teacher. Dude had IBS. I mean, you know, if everybody had known, really, I deal with very similar forms of that. In fact, it's a part of my chronic immunity that I deal with. But, you know, seldom do my coworkers understand. Seldom am I going to really help people understand what I deal with, because that's just one aspect of what I deal with. And when stress arises and when I can't really cope with that stress in a healthy way, or I can't just get it away from me and not be embedded in chronic stress, it destroys me mentally and physically. And that's why I'm plugging all these things right now, is because I'm hoping to just develop a small accumulation over time. Just like with TikTok, just like with everything else. I've done this, I've started it out, and I keep on doing it, and I'll always do it, and I won't stop. So with that being said, I'm step off my soapbox and let's get on into third declension adjectives. Alrighty, let's do this. So there are really two important rules to remember here with third declension adjectives. So firstly, these types of adjectives are I-stem. That means that their ablative singulars will end in an I, rather than genitive plurals will end in an I-U-M, and neuter nominative and accusative plurals will end with an IA. Okay. Third declension adjectives also can be one, two, or three termination, and we'll get into that. But just like some Latin nouns, some adjectives are third declension. That is, they have third declensional endings. Various is, I, am, a, and so on and so forth. A's, ibus, a's, ibus. But unlike third declension nouns, third declension adjectives are all I-stem. They have genitive plural endings I, U, M, a neuter nominative and accusative plural ending in I, A, and an ablative singular ending in all genders with an I. So here's an example of third declension adjectives. Brevis, breve, meaning short. This is where we get brevity from. Brief. In the feminine I stem, the masculine and feminine, we would have brevis, brevis, brevi, brevem, breve, breves, brevium, breve, brevibus. I should have picked a different word, y'all. Breves and breviibus. And then in the neuter, we have breve, brevis, brevi, breve, brevi, brevia, brevium, brevibus, brevia, brevibus. Remember, V's are pronounced as W's, and that made me sound like Elmer Fudd to the nth degree, wondering where that wascally wabbit is. The only real complication in formation with third declension adjectives hinges on their nominative singular forms. And isn't it always the fucking case with the nominative singular, I guess? Well, it's because, remember, it can afford all those irregularities. So some third declension adjectives have two nominative singular forms. So for instance, we have either fortis or forte. Fortis is the masculine and feminine form, and forte is the neuter. This is called a two-termination adjective. Other third declension adjectives, especially those which have an R at the base of their at the end of their base, have three nominative singular forms, such as acer, acris, acre, which means sharp. It's where we get acrid from. These are called three termination adjectives. So we have an ER, we have an RIS, and then we have an RE, basically, with ac. But others have only one nominative singular form, such as potens, potentis, which means powerful. This is where we get potential energy, powerful energy, energy that can be stored. E means within, En was en means within, and then ergi comes from the Greek ergon, which means to work. Energy means work within. Potential coming from potentis in the Latin, meaning powerful or potential. Strength means, well, in this case, energy that's done within, that is stored, that can be, well, what can potential energy be stored as? It can be stored to become greater and then released greater as a greater force of kinetic energy, right? Or it could be less forced and it would be not so much of a release of potential or a kinetic energy rather. Anyways, sorry about that. Just thought I'd throw that in there real quickly, because potens is masculine, feminine, and neuter forms. Potentes is just the genitive singular, right? So that's a one termination, right? One. Potens, potentes is going to be masculine, feminine, neuter. But it's necessary to provide this form in order to show that the base is potent. That's why we have potens plus potentes. Don't be discouraged, though. Formations of these adjectives and finding the stem of them are relatively easy and straightforward. For any adjectives which have two or three terminations, all you need to do is drop the is from the nominative singular feminine form, and you have the base right there. So firstly, take, for example, the two-termination adjective fortis, forte. Fortis is the nominative singular form. This is where also where we get strength, like fort, fortress. It's a strengthened fort, essentially, right? So if fortis is the nominative singular feminine form, we drop that is, and you can see now that the base is just fort. For a three-termination adjective, we're just going to do the same. So we have acere, acris, acre. The nominative singular feminine form is acris. Drop the is, and what do you get? You get acr dash. Skibbida, bibbida, bobbida, ribbida, dibbida, beep. So for one termination adjective, as we just noted, the genitive singular is required. So, for instance, the base is potens is potent, which is what you get when you drop the is ending from the genitive singular form. Remember, we're always referring to that genitive singular form to get that stem. We don't ever do that with the nominative. All right. The major difficulty in this lesson really is the integration of the third declension adjectives into the larger schematics of nouns and adjectives that we've studied so far. So third declension adjectives always use third declension endings, never first or second. And when they are matched with first or second declension nouns, the endings will look not alike, but they will in fact agree in gender, number, and case, and will always do so, but not so much form, because they're going to be crossing over different declensional systems. So let's do an exercise here where we get to practice matching third declension adjectives with first or second declension nouns, or nouns of any declension as a matter of fact. Let's just do some practice. Let's put in some reps real quickly, and then we'll wrap it up. We'll take the adjective dulcis, which means sweet. Dulci et decorum est pro patria mori. Dulcis est. And match it with a variety of nouns with different declensions following the same procedure. First, we're going to determine the declension of the noun. Second, we're going to get its number, gender, and case. Gender, number, and case, however you want to say it. Thirdly, what is the correct third declension ending for that same number, gender, and case ending? And then add that ending onto the base of dulc to create the proper form of dulcis that would agree with that particular noun in gender, number, and case. Let's start with puella. Puella, what declension is it? I'm going to let you say it. Hopefully you said first, because of course you are correct. And what is its case, number, and gender? I'm looking at A, not seeing a macron over the A or anything like that. I'm thinking nominative singular feminine. So then again, now let's go ahead and triangulate our position on our chart. What's the nominative singular feminine ending in third declension? Skibbidi-bibbidi-bop. Let's go to that nominative row, that singular column. What do we have X marking the spot? It's an IS ending. So the proper form of dulcis that agrees with puella is dulcis. Dulcis Puella or Puella Dulcis. In either case, it means sweet girl, and I don't care about the word order, and nor should you really. Let's do our next word being corpus. What declension and gender is it? So looking at it, be careful. Not all U.S. forms are second declension masculine nominative singular, right? Corpus. In case you missed it, that was a hint, because this is third declension neuter. So what does that make its case and number? Well, it goes corpus corporis, so therefore it's going to be nominative singular, and because it's neuter, it's also accusative singular. So what's the nominative or accusative singular endings in the third declension? Let's go ahead and go back to that chart, triangulator position. Let's go to that accusative row. Let's go to that singular column. We could go to that nominative singular column as well. Nominative row, singular column. And what do we got there? Hello, skibbidi-bibbidi-bop. Yep, we got an E there. So what would be the proper form of dulcis in this situation matching with corpus? It would be dulce. So then what would we render together to get our noun and adjective cluster to agree in gender, number, and case perfectly, but not in the right, or well, not in the same declensional systems? Corpus dulce, meaning sweet body. It's a little odd, but whatever. Next one is regnum or regum. I'm sorry, not regnum, regum. Regum, what declension is it? Well, if you didn't realize, this comes from rex regis. Regum is, well, if rex regis, that sounds kind of third declension in my opinion. And if I were to look at that UM with third declension, case number and gender is going to be genitive plural masculine. I like it. So what's the genitive plural masculine third declension ending? Well, for adjectives, hint, hint, wink, wink, what are they? They are istem. Skibbidi-bibbidi-bob means that we'd get an IUM in this case. So what would be the proper form of dulcis so that it agrees with regum, right? Think about it. Dulcium instead of dulcum. So we have regum dulcium, referring to of sweet kings, or it could be the sweet kings with the ticky mark on the outside of the S. The sweet kings ambrosia, or the ambrosia of the sweet kings. I don't know. Last one here is going to be donis. Donis coming from dona, meaning gift. Donum is what it would look like in the nominative singular. And what declension is that, if that gave you a little bit of a hint? It's second declension. What case number and gender is it? Well, if donum is in that nominative singular, I'm thinking it's probably neuter. And I'm thinking it's probably dative or ablative, right? Because that IS ending is always either dative or ablative plural. And then if it's in the third declension, if we wanted to match it up with the dative and ablative plural ending in the third declension, rather straightforward, I think we get an ibus. So what is the proper form of dulcis that would agree with donis? I would say dulcibus. Dulcibus donis. With or for sweet gifts. Two or four sweet gifts. And, well, why don't we just do one last one? Kives. Kives, what declension is it? Well, it's spelled C-I-V-E-S. It's third. It comes when kiwis, meaning citizen. What case number and gender is it? Nominative and accusative plural, masculine or feminine. What would be the proper third declensional ending to put on this adjective then? I would say an ES. So what form of dulcis would be used with kiwis? Well, too easy. Dulces, which would then render together a noun adjective cluster. Kiwis dulces, meaning sweet citizens. And we'll leave it there at that with the practicing of all those little noun adjective matching with gender, number, and case exercise. All right. Hopefully you learned something new. I appreciate you guys again. And again, consider subscribing. and being here, because remember, you guys know me. I've been doing this forever. How many episodes do we have at this point? I mean, if you've been here since day one, or if you've been here for a while now, I think that it would really mean a lot to me to have a subscription from you after you sticking with me for more than 255 episodes here. So I appreciate you. Thank you guys again. Thank an aspect of yourself and appreciate yourself. And maybe it just might be a little teeny tiny thing. Maybe the fingernails, right? Maybe how your fingers can articulate in such very interesting not arthritic ways. Well, arthritic, because arth refers to joint and itic. Well, IT refers to the inflammation of. So how about arth? Just through its arterial. No, it's all right. I don't know what I'm trying to do here, but maybe that means that I should just probably shut the heck up and leave it be. Thanks again, everybody. Tempus est discedere.